The age of 18 brings its share of new experiences. The ability to play the lottery, get tattoos and piercings without a parent's permission, enroll in selective service, and a major civic duty, the right to vote. You might think waiting 18 years to finally be heard would lead to higher turnout among young voters, but this is not the case. Tyler Eisman, an 18-year-old freshman at the Sage College of Albany, missed voting in his local Herkimer County election, as well as Albany County, where he lives during school. Eisman did not willingly choose to stay away from the election. He didn't know one was happening. Eisman, however, wishes he had voted.
Now that I am in college, I am busy with my own schoolwork, so I do kind of shove that to the back of my mind. But at the same time, I do regret it because, again, it's just about voicing your own opinion. It's about saying what you want to say about who you want to represent yourself.
Aside from not having knowledge of candidates running in either Herkimer or Albany counties, Eisman was also unaware of the constitutional amendment proposals on the ballot, except for the successful Proposition 1, which paves the way for New York to install up to 7 gaming casinos in the state. Younger voters, particularly in off-year elections, remain scarce until the presidential election comes around. Eisman believes that's part of a larger national trend. Presidential races command more attention and interest from voters of all ages.
Not that somebody running for county is less important, but I feel that more people would end up getting an absentee ballot for a general election than those for a county position, because more votes will go into the general election. So even getting an absentee ballot, your vote really counts in a general election.
Not all young voters agree.
I've actually never voted a day in my life outside of things that you wouldn't even need to have your card for.
That's Brett Deneve, a 21-year-old senior at Canisius College in Buffalo.
I'm a registered independent and am very active in understanding what goes on the political stage of the country and the world. But as far as actually putting my 2 cents in, I feel a state of indifference. I feel like my vote doesn't actually matter. And, you know, it's the dream, right? No, your vote matters. It's the biggest American right. I think the biggest American right is freedom. When I see that flag, I think it's the fact that I'm allowed to say that I don't vote, and I shouldn't worry about my life being threatened.
Although Deneve chooses not to vote, he doesn't want his opinions discounted.
I really don't feel that someone should discredit my opinion due to the fact that I don't vote. Because if I was really apathetic, I wouldn't have even registered.
Although Deneve feels indifferent about voting, he still feels that voting in local county elections remains more important than voting for president.
I feel like local officials deserve a vote more than national because you see the results closer to you, they're closer to home, and people are more educated about what goes on in their backyard, and they're more concerned about what goes on in their backyard versus voting for the White House. And if you vote for the White House, then I think it's more trendy than it is anything else today.
Just as turnout suffers from a lack of young voters, so too do young political candidates. John Quigley, a 21-year-old commuter student at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, was in the running for county legislature in his native Ulster County as a Republican. It was Quigley's first time running for any office. He lost to the Democratic incumbent. Quigley thinks the results would have been much different if he had more young voters show up and vote and send in absentee ballots. Quigley lost the race by 319 votes.
I went into this election knowing that I had a deficit due to party registration, and I was hoping that to make up for that party registration deficit, that I'd be able to at least engage the younger population of my district. And I was able to successfully get a handful of younger people to help me on my campaign, but not many of the younger generation went further than that. Not many people were in my district and voted.
In hindsight, Quigley has a few ideas he wishes he could have taken advantage of to attract more of his peers to the polls.
It's important to use social media as a tool to reach out to people. And I find that Facebook, not being the most effective anymore, is a good source of a reminder rather than a reach out tool. So I would probably look into new ways of using different social media to reach out more effectively than I did. But then on that level, you need more people engaged, not just so you're the only one doing it yourself.
Deneve also offers methods for politicians to address the younger population.
Talk to the school papers. Talk to the alternative city publications. For Buffalo, it would be Art Voice, for example. Talk to where the interest is. You know, it's not hard to find in today's day and age where the interest is in local people. And really just target them. It's as simple as targeting, I think.
The thought of missing Election Day has Eisenman already thinking about making changes to his voting habits.
In the next 4 years, I will have more knowledge about it. I know I will, because, you know, I feel like every day, you know, people gain more knowledge about the world. And in 4 years, I think I'll have enough knowledge to say I'm voting for this reason, and I feel it's the right reason.
As another election cycle ends, voters and politicians are already looking ahead to 2014 and 2016. Whether young people will show up at the polls next time out remains an open question. Reporting from Albany, I'm Josh Natoli for WAMC News.